Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for the mighty word of the living God. And Father, as we read and study your word today, as we continue on in Matthew chapter 4 and the ministry of Jesus and how he did it, I ask you to give us revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your mighty word. Now, Father, thank you for the word as we study out of the book of Matthew chapter 4 today. In Jesus' name, amen. We were just talking about yesterday how Jesus' ministry started, how he started by fasting and praying, how he went into the wilderness and was led by the Spirit and stayed out there for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, you notice that Jesus, to fast 40 days and 40 nights, he didn't go to work every day. He stayed in a place where that he could just fast and pray and talk to God. Now, that's the way you and I will get strong in the Lord, is by fasting and praying. And if you're trying to work and carry a full-time job, you can't spend the time praying that you need to. So you need to spend that time with the Lord. But if you do that, I can assure you, the tempter or the enemy, the devil, he will come and attack you just like he did Jesus. So you need to be ready. Now, yesterday we talked about up through Matthew 4:4, where the devil had taken Jesus and how Jesus had come against him with "it is written," and he quoted the word of God to him, and he quoted him in Deuteronomy 8:3. But then in verse 5, after Jesus quoted the word of God to the devil didn't leave him the first time. So there is a message here for you and I. If the Lord himself can quote the word of God to the devil, and he doesn't leave the first time, then you need to get used to it. He's not going to leave you the first time you quote the word. So everything in here is an example for you and me. But anyway, in verse 5, it says, "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple." So he took him up and set him on the pinnacle, and then the devil said to him, "If thou be the Son of God." You notice he's still got that "if" in there. He's always puts that "if" in there. He does everything he can to get you and me to doubt this mighty word, or to doubt that we are who we are in Christ. And he done a good job on me for a lot of years, but he's having a little more trouble with me now than he used to. But he says, "If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written." Uh-oh, the devil's quoting the word of God now. Isn't this amazing? "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time you shall dash your foot against a stone." Now that is written in Psalms 91, verse 11 and 12. The devil knows the word of God too. Now if he knew the word of God 2,000 years ago, you can be assured he knows it better today than he did 2,000 years ago. He knows it. I will guarantee you the devil knows the word of God better than any Christian out there today, because he's quoting these things to Jesus years ago. So I can assure you he's going to do the same thing to you. So you better make sure that you have several scriptures hidden in your heart and you can spit them out of your mouth. Now then, it says, "Jesus also said unto him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God." So, see, they're using the word. Both of them are using the word. The devil's using the word, and Jesus is using the word. Now then, it says, "And even after the second time, the devil still didn't leave him." It says, "And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world." Now, this is where he gets most men and women today. When he begins to show you the glitter and the power of this world, most people will give anything they have for power in this world. Well, let me tell you, don't go there. It's not worth it. The Lord has something far better for you than the power of this world. But the devil has taken him up into an exceeding high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Now then, and they belong to the devil, because he got them legally whenever he deceived us in the fall. And he said unto him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Now see, these things technically still belong to the enemy today. You shall, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, or get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. Now, great message right here in this. Three times the devil has come against Jesus. Three times Jesus has told him it is written. One time, the middle one there, the devil quoted the Word of God and said it is written. Because, like I say, he knows the Word of God. So he's going to do everything he can to deceive you and tempt you and draw you off. Then it says in verse 11, after confronting the devil three times with it is written, it says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now, if the devil is not going to leave Jesus until the third temptation, the third fall, or the third quoting of the Word of God, and so Jesus did not fall, if that beast is going to do those things to Jesus, I can assure you he's going to put you to the test. So get used to it. You're going to be tested. The devil is going to do everything he can to put you to the test. And most of us Christians, unfortunately, we don't know enough about the Word of God to understand what's going on, because this beast is invisible. He is living in a second heaven, which occupies the same space as the first heaven. The only thing about it is all the beings in that second heaven, including that second heaven, is invisible. Now, it's invisible, but that doesn't mean it's there. It just means you can't see it. Now, I'll give you a little example of what I'm talking about in a physical world, that you can think about this, that things that are here that we can't see. We can only see a certain spectrum of everything. So if you were to take radio waves, there is so many radio waves of so many frequencies out there today. There's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, and they are all over the place. They're going every direction you can imagine, because people turning into dozens and dozens of radio dials, television dials, HM, high frequency, medium frequency, low frequency, you name it. There is radio waves out there in every kind of format. You can't see any of them. You can't hear any of them. You can't smell them. You do not know they are there until you get a tuner that's tuned right, where you can tune up to within the frequency range of what you're listening to, whether it be radio, television, whatever it is. And when you dial those numbers up, then you can hear that particular frequency. But you can't hear any of the rest of them. Now, it's amazing what's out there, and what you don't know is there. But they're still recording all this stuff, and they are there. Now then, this is the way the second heaven is. You can't see it, but it is there. Now then, it says, as Jesus told the devil to leave, it says the devil left, and he says the angels came and ministered unto him. Now, these angels are here to minister to you and me. They're here today not only to minister to Jesus 2,000 years ago, but these same angels are here to minister to you and me today. Now, I've had the privilege to see angels a few times, and I've had them help me do many things when I would ask them to do something that it was impossible for me to do. They have always showed up and helped me do those wonderful things. Now then, it says, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. Now then, as Jesus went into Galilee and began to do things, his ministry was started. Now I want you to notice in verse 17, as Jesus started his ministry, I want you to notice the very first word in Jesus' ministry. Matthew 4:17 says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or it's near. What was Jesus' first message? Repent. Why do you think Jesus was telling people to repent? Why do you think he sent John the Baptist 6 months in advance to preach repent? That's the only message John had. John's message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, because the kingdom is at hand. The reason that John the Baptist and Jesus both had all the people repent is because you cannot get healed whenever your sin remains. So if you repent and turn from your wicked ways, then the Lord will forgive you, and he can move in and heal and restore your body or whatever you ask him to do. But you need to make sure that you've done that. Just like Matthew 4:17 says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon and Peter, and Andrew his brother, and casting a net into the sea. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. Now, Jesus was out here collecting his disciples and apostles that was going to work with him. And I think that in Jesus' ministry, out of the 12 men he picked, one of them was a devil. Now then, if one of the men Jesus picked was a devil, I can assure you, if you have a very large ministry, you're going to have at least one or two devils in your midst. It is absolutely, absolutely impossible today to have a ministry if your ministry is doing anything for the kingdom of God. Now, if you just got a traditional ministry that does not pray, you know, they're not involved in ministering to people, you know, they're not going out and laying hands on the sick, casting out devils, and doing all these things that Jesus told us to do. You're not winning the lost, not saving the lost. If you're not doing any of those things, there may not be very many big, powerful demons around your ministry. But I'm going to assure you, you get out there and start doing something for Jesus in a mighty way, and he starts showing up, and you start seeing people get saved, healed, and delivered, and start seeing miracles happen, I can assure you the devil will come against your ministry. So get ready for it. It will happen. Come to an end of another day. I'd like to invite you to go to the website, www.tlsm.org. And there you can get a complete list of all of the locations we're going to be speaking. There you can order free audio and video tapes, DVDs, CDs, everything, our new music CD. My wife writes music and making her new CDs. We have some beautiful music that she sings, and we go to churches and speak as well as teach the Word of God and sing. So, you know, she's got some very beautiful music out there. And if you'd like to have any of our stuff, go to the website. And if you don't have a computer, call us at 940-242-2106. And have a nice day.